I don't know why, but the Blog Talk Live is on 347-857-3937, Father Muckers. I mean, shit. Nah, no Facebook Live. This office is shit.
Yeah, we like finish packing stuff up and get like maybe like a nice background mural or photograph or something. Like, I know we want to see all the African shit we have out there, but I almost think you should put it up in here and then just like that'd be the background and shit.
Or just get more.
We could get more.
Yeah, decorate the wine cellar, man. You know, and I like it because apparently this nigga just keeps pictures of me downloaded on. Okay, so folks need context. There's hoteps arguing in my post on the privately owned social networks, the Facebooks. And I'm just clowning because I saw some shit where it was just a picture of a pair of boots, because these niggas meme anything. Picture of a pair of boots that are clearly just a regular pair of fuck-off boots from, like, 1961 or whatever the fuck. And it was like, what was it? Often.
Did you know?
Yeah, what's it say? You got the verbatim quote?
Did you know that African slaves were often killed for their skin to make human leather for shoes and clothing? Nigga, what? I don't know, man. I don't know.
Turn the Fiend's Cleaver's microphone up.
Oh, is that better? Can you hear me now? Can y'all hear me now?
Actually, which one are you in? Yeah, you're in that one.
Yeah.
I found the microphone cord. I had it on the microphone stand so I wouldn't lose it. I looked in the basement, in the car, in the kids' room, fucking everywhere. It was on the microphone stand so I wouldn't lose it. I always do that to myself. But, the main thing, like, with me, it was this whole often, and the use of the word leather. Nigga, if it's our skin, it's not leather. Why don't words matter anymore?
Words never mattered. No, what's actually funny to me about that shit is, like, there is so much evidence of horrible things that were done to black slaves. Like, there, somewhere in a museum, those shoes would be there if that was a thing. You know what I mean?
The most important thing was the effeminization project.
That was an incredibly important part of the war on blacks.
Us blacks had a war waged against us.
Blacks rule.
And we still rule.
Oh, man. Who says that? Oh, white people.
White people. Let's get to this shit. I don't know how long we'll be on topic. Motherfuckers might be tuned in, might not. I got no tag list for this. We're just live.
Yes.
347-857-3937. Phoenix Kalita on mental health and privacy. And you never know. There might be some news and comment. One would assume we had some backed up shit by now.
Well, we do. I mean, there is two news dump threads in the group.
Oh, fuck. News dump that you realize I have, you know, on Facebook, when you scroll, you can save. I think you can do that on the Twitters too. Like you can archive or whatever it is. My saved shit is piled. Like you don't need to make any of those news dump threads. I got them saved shit piles.
Well, no, I still use them because when I put stuff on Reading in the Shade, I dip into there.
Oh.
So yeah, I like having a list. What? Why has it got pictures of me too? What the fuck is this nigga doing?
He's a big fan.
Ugh.
Big fan, big fan. Yeah, niggas downloading pictures of me and re-uploading them. I'm just like, you know what? I'm a public citizen. All right, let's get down to the funky stuff.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
WineCellarMedia.com. The Wine Cellar is completely relocated, but not organized, so there is no Facebook Live. There's like fucking bath towels behind me and shit. Yeah. Just a shirt. I want to call it a work shirt, but that is a shirt that I got August 2004, and I got it at a resale shop then. That shirt, if you take a close look, that thing is fucking beat.
And that's why it's a work shirt, actually.
And the old screen is back there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, the wine cellar is not together, but it is now a separate room from the bedroom. Like, now, we will finish podcasting, clock out, walk out, and be back in the regular crib.
Right. I really like that, the ability to just walk out and shut the door. Like, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Fucking turn off all our shit, you know? Like, I mean, you know, you're leaving your job. Turn off the fucking equipment there, buddy. All right, the link is up on the Twitters. So we really do need to check the phone bank. 347-857-3937. I should post that up on the Facebooks again.
Yes.
Right. All right. Oh, you never have your notes in front of you. Are you going straight topic or into the news?
Oh, I can do news. I thought we were going straight topic, but okay.
It's your topic. I mean, I don't know what you want.
It's your topic. You pick. Thank you.
Yeah, because I don't.
It's a fun game we play. It's called Guess Who's Gonna Be the Actual Host of the Show After the Show Has Already Started.
What?
It's a really fun game that we play. What? Indeed. What have I got here? Can we talk about Bill Clinton for a quick minute?
Billy Clinton?
Yes.
Why? What happened?
He has a book coming out, so he's getting to do all the interviews.
Why?
I don't know.
You're like a million. Is he older than Bernie Sanders?
He looks like he's in worse shape.
Yeah. Shit, man. Chill, nigga.
I'm not even going to read the whole story. I'm just going to do his quote. Somebody asked him about Al Franken resigning for sexual harassment allegations. Bill Clinton's response, I don't know if you're ready. I think the norms have really changed in terms of what you can do to somebody against their will, how much you can crowd their space, make them miserable at work. You don't have to physically assault somebody to make them, you know, uncomfortable at work or home or in their other, just walking around. That, I think, is good.
Why does it sound creepy?
Because the first sentence was, I think the norms have really changed in terms of what you can do to somebody against their will.
He would know.
Because that was the first fucking sentence. That's why it sounds creepy.
Yeah, and some nigga named Katie Halper did a thick episode about that. Interviewed her. Joanna, is that her name?
Juanita.
Why did I go with Joanna? Joanna Rowley? Who am I thinking of? Yeah, but yeah, some...
Joanna Rowley.
Some nigga-ass Jew. Katie Halper did an episode. It's pretty dope. Look that shit up. All right, so 347-857-3937. Phoenix Collider.
Yes.
Mental health and privacy. Yeah. Anything else about Billy Clint?
No, just that. Like, because that was a fucking creepy-ass sentence to me. So, you know. But rape culture isn't real. That's really what we should remember. You know.
Happy Pride Month. Top CrossFit official is fired after being accused of LGBT discrimination. That's fun, right?
A top CrossFit official.
Yes.
Fired after LGBT discrimination.
Yes.
Now, that's something I've talked about on the program before. Mm-hmm. We be saying LGBT when we just mean one. Like, is this specifically, like, cis white gay men? Like, is there a class, or is, like, specifically trans women? Or, like, is he, fuck all y'all niggas? Yeah,
he's actually anti-LGBTQIA across the board.
All y'all. Which is so ill to be against which letter is it? The I.
Intersex?
Yeah. Like, nigga. You can riff, you could pull out your Jesus way out of your ass and scream, you weren't born that way, it was a choice. What about the intersex niggas? Did they choose that in the womb? Like, they just want to fuck with people.
God gave them a choice and they were like, I want to be difficult on purpose.
They drove by the fork in the road and went straight.
Basically, yes, they did. Yeah. So anyway, so this guy was mad and emailed that God sets parameters for pride, and pride should mean hetero pride. We believe that true health forever can only be found within humility, not pride. Humility is seeing oneself as they truly are and as God truly defines them to be. As a business, we will choose to deploy our resources towards those efforts and causes that line up with our own values and beliefs. So, yeah.
That first sentence, what is that again?
At the foundational detractor from health.
God sets parameters for pride?
Yeah, God sets parameters. Hold on. At the foundational detractor from health, as we believe God sets the parameters for, is pride.
That is inadvertently just funny and, like, just take it out of context, and it sounds like he's saying you're just doing the parade wrong.
Right. Well, that's the thing, is he's mad it's called pride because we're supposed to be humble.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Maybe we're being like your God. You wasn't humble. Wasn't Jesus beating the shit out of bankers? Whooping ass?
I wish that modern day Christians would beat the shit out of bankers. That would solve a lot of fucking problems.
Well, yeah. Just fucking tell them that the bankers are Negroes.
They are Negroes. And then he made a Twitter thread and, this article sucks. They didn't keep his tweets up. But yeah, he basically made a Twitter thread saying that, you know, I'm not bigoted. I just think that God made things a certain way and we need to abide by the natural laws. Like, okay, well, homosexuality is natural in almost every species, but go off.
Wait, which species is not natural in? Fucking spiders, isn't it?
Fucking probably. Fucking spiders. That's why nobody likes them.
Like, they just choose it. Well, like, I understand the misogyny of the male spider. They're like, they keep killing us. Right? Was it that bad? I was that bad?
Yes.
I had 8 penises.
That's legs, not penises.
They got 8 penises,
peni.
Too? Peni.
Yes, peni.
The pentagon.
That would mean 5.
5 times 8. They have 40 penises.
Oh my god. We are not mature adults at all. Let's see what else did. Oh, there was an update on the restaurant manager who was basically enslaving his employee. He has since pled guilty to a count of human trafficking, but when we actually get his sentence, we will report back with that. Do you remember we covered the story about the sheriff who had all the funds for, like, the inmates' food, and it was, like, some weird old-ass law that if you didn't use all the funds for the food, the sheriff got to keep them, and he bought himself a house with it. He got voted out this last election, so that happened. Dreamer was sent back to Mexico by ICE and was murdered a week later.
Okay.
Yes.
Shit.
Yes. And a Memphis woman is arrested after keeping her biracial grandchildren in pet crates in the back of her vehicle while traveling.
Ah, fuck, I wish we were doing video. I saved that video clip.
Oh, yeah. So that's going on. Do I have any other good news in here? Oh, the EPA is scaling back regulations for testing asbestos. So if it's in your house, they don't give a fuck, you can just die. What do you get, like lung cancer from asbestos, I think?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
That, like, fucking mesothelioma shit or something.
I forgot.
I think it's that mesothelioma shit.
Yeah, I think so, I learned about it in, like, 95 and just forgot.
Yeah, so you can just, you know, die, I guess, because the EPA doesn't care. It's good.
The Environmental Protection Agency of Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Yes.
See, I still remember right. some stuff.
That's good. I hope you remember all the things. Remember all the things. What?
Right, still reworking the fucking engineering for this shit.
Oh, yeah, you have to reset everything, right?
Yeah, because everything's just been in and out of boxes, bumping into stuff, moving around.
Yes. I was going to try to check my Twitter mention. I retweeted the tweet that we're doing a podcast, but I literally, excuse me, I can't keep up with my mentions, so I can't actually check and see if anybody responded.
Oh, and you wrote notes, or what?
I did write notes about mental health and privacy. So, yeah, should we just go there? I don't know if anybody's going to call in, so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I put the link in the thread that they were participating in, so they got the notification if they're in the privately owned social networks.
Oh, is anybody commenting?
Yeah, I think that HOTEP thread is still going. Maybe we can make fun of that at the end of the program.
We can make fun of the HOTEP thread. I believe he called me a confused gangbanger. Based on a picture. Which is, like, fantastic. If I ever die in police custody, that's going to be the fucking picture they show. Net neutrality safety measures have been rolled back as of yesterday. So, woo! But that's okay because all the corporations promise that they will not do anything different, and I'm sure that we can trust them, even though they repeatedly violated the net neutrality protections while they were still in place. It's great. So anyways, mental health shit, because of course, Kate Spade committed suicide a few days ago, and then, hold on, you gotta talk for a minute, I need to cough.
Kate Spade committed suicide. Kate Spade was a pretty well-known celebrity of sorts. Some folks liked the way Kate Spade performed in various venues, and they really dug the whole vibe.
Spade was a designer.
It was very designing performances. Clearly, I don't know who these people are.
Clearly, William is up to date with the fashion trends. Right, so Kate Spade was a designer, committed suicide in her New York home. And then, of course, Anthony Bourdain also committed suicide, I think, 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
Yeah, also a pretty popular in his field.
Yes, he was.
Very well-known individual.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So anyway, yeah, William obviously doesn't know who Anthony Bourdain is either. It's okay.
I just told you, he's a pretty well-known individual and highly respected and regarded in his field.
And what field was that?
Nigga, Bourdainliness, nigga, is next to godliness, nigga. What?
Okay. Right. So, and of course, this tends to be the situation when high-profile celebrities commit suicide. Everyone goes into this, like these weird fucking talking points about this is what we need to do to solve the problem. But a lot of y'all piss me off with your talking points because you know what the fuck you're talking about. So we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, they do. Then why are they talking about it?
Because they saw a documentary once and think they're a fucking expert.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Think about it. All the experts put their best information in that documentary. Uh-huh. So you're literally the best of multiple experts.
That's not how it works.
That makes you like a foreman or some shit.
Wait, so does that mean if you do a hip-hop documentary and somebody watches it, they'll be able to rap-splain to anyone?
Yeah, and they can rhyme just like me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that we need to crowdfund this documentary because I just want to see that happen.
I do too. I do too.
And so, one of the first things that people tend to do, right, is someone commits suicide, they're like, oh my God, please reach out if you need help. Here's, like, the National Suicide Hotline number, which is good. It's good that that hotline is there. But a lot of people share it with, like, a fucking attitude where they're like, go call the hotline number. Don't actually expect me to help you find real solutions to your problems. And the hotline number can be good, but it's not enough. And so then there's, like, this other group of sanctimonious, snarky people who are like, hotline numbers aren't enough. You need to reach out to everyone who's mentally ill. I'm like...
I may very well be mentally ill and just don't know it. Don't fucking bother me. Like, it could, like, when if you come, if you're calling to check in on me, like, you just hang up the phone as soon as you dial the number because I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed because I know what the fuck you're doing. You're interrupting my peaceful moment. I have my adult beverage, my gangster rap, and my schmigarettes. And you're interrupting that. I'm pissed off at you. You're my mental health problem. Don't ever fucking call me.
And this is why you have no friends.
No, it's not.
Really?
You know how many people are going to call me after that?
Like, nobody.
Oh my god, he just needs the right words and I have them for some reason.
I have them because I have a savior complex. Please indulge me.
Savior splaining.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh man, that's a double entendre. Double entendre.
Right? And so then here's the whole thing is people be like, well, you need to reach out. And it's like, not all y'all niggas is qualified to do that reach out shit, okay? Yeah, I know, right? And I think that that's something that we got to talk about because people will say like, well, you just say happy things. Be like, don't worry. If you're suicidal, it's going to get better. What if it doesn't get better? Yeah. What if, like, let's have a fucking honest discussion about that. What if that shit doesn't actually get better? Because if people can't access, therapy, if they can't access medication, if they can't access what they need to get better, they're most likely not actually going to get better. Right? But nobody wants to have that part of the conversation because it is that savior shit. We're like, if I just show up with, a bottle of wine in a funny movie, I'm going to make them better. That's not how mental illness works. It's not a fucking cold, okay? It's a chronic condition that involves changes in brain chemistry. It involves changes in perceptions of reality. It involves changes in behavior. You can't just fucking say something nice to someone, give them a hug, give them a flower, and they're gonna be better. So if you are gonna reach out, you actually need to fucking reach out and be willing to do that work and make sure that you're fucking qualified to do that work. A lot of y'all niggas is not qualified for this shit. Based on what you say, like, what would your family think if you commit suicide? Okay, making suicidal people feel guilty is not actually helping. Don't fucking do that shit, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, like, and I can't do that shit, because then there's also, like, and I'm not over here saying I'm qualified, but nigga, I'm cool. Like, nigga, if we really are just one-on-one and I don't have shit to do that weekend, I'm pretty fucking cool, and you can actually riff about your shit with me. But I can't be consistent, so it's best that I don't start that shit, because as soon as it's done, I'm gonna launch into a... somewhere between 56 and 68 hour work week, and then like somewhere in the middle of that work week, you're gonna be in crisis mode and be like, I'm on a 12 hour shift and then I gotta do 3.5 hours of podcast labor, and then fucking now I'm not fucking there, so it's best that I don't initiate that shit.
Right, which is the thing, be honest about what your limitations are, accept your limitations, and fucking act accordingly. A lot of people don't want to do that, so don't do that shit either. And then, like, on, like, a side note, like, because, I can bring fucking politics into anything. Like, leftist shit is, like...
Oh, all right, then be very clear.
I was about to reference that, man. Actually.
Well, he makes Imani Gandhi very mentally ill. I understand these things.
Honey, she is so angry all the time. Well, that is her ad, isn't it? Angry Black Lady or something.
Yeah, that's her fictional character she plays.
But no, yeah, actually on a Bernie Sanders note, almost, almost Bernie Bro-ish here, but, no, that Medicare for all shit, like, y'all want to talk about, a hotline isn't enough, we need to reach out. Okay, we might need more than a reach out and a hotline. What if we actually need access to, trained clinical therapists and medication, But if you don't have healthcare, or if you have shitty healthcare, or you can't afford your healthcare premiums and co-pays, you're not going to access that fucking healthcare. So let's talk about, maybe some actual preventative measures that help outside of you thinking one phone call is magically going to fix your friend. Or just showing up and bringing them candy and giving them a hug is going to be like the ultimate lifesaver. Because if they have a mental illness, that shit is chronic. It doesn't just go away. It might get a little bit better for a little bit, but it's going to come back down again too. That is the nature of the illness. It is a long-term illness, and a lot of people need long-term professional help. And there's nothing shameful about that. There's nothing fucking wrong about that. But y'all need to understand that just, you know, popping in for an hour, you know, isn't necessarily going to be enough to help somebody who's in a crisis. It's nice. You know, I mean, I know William doesn't like it. I like it when people check in on me for the most part.
Don't ever.
I think it's nice. I appreciate it. But I also know that if I'm in an actual crisis, those check-ins aren't necessarily going to be enough to get me through to where I need to be. Because the people who are checking in on me aren't trained professionals. The people who are checking in on me do not have access to medications I need. The people who are checking in on me cannot pay all of my insurance bills. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need more. So, you know, we got to talk about that. But then when it comes to, like, privacy and mental health in particular, I hope some people know. And I know, like, I'm going to get fucking I'm setting myself up right now. I fucking know I am. I'm going to get niggas fucking texting me. I'm going to get niggas in my fucking inbox on Facebook, on the page, in my fucking Twitter DMs and shit, talking about, did you mean me? I hope you know you can trust me with anything. I don't trust most of y'all niggas because I don't know y'all niggas.
Man, it is you. We actually don't like you, really.
Aw, that's like, horrible. I didn't say I don't like them. I said I don't trust them.
Just think about why do you think that your alternate account is still sitting on the friend request list? We don't like you enough for that.
Horrible.
We don't want two accounts on our shit of you.
That's mean. No, I do have to say, in all seriousness, though, is like social media has conflated, like, perceptions of relationships, right? Like, these people, like, oh, this person is my friend on Facebook, and, like, y'all became friends because you were, like, in a really hilarious thread where y'all was, like, clowning some whack nigga. Like, y'all was, like, let's share makeup tips, and you found out you wear, like, the same shade of makeup and you have the same lipstick, so y'all became friends on Facebook. That does not fucking qualify you to slide into my inbox and try to counsel me through some shit. If the only thing you know about me is, like, we shared crochet patterns and we talked about our favorite yarn preferences, nigga, you're not qualified to help me through some mental health crisis shit. You're not my actual friend.
Yeah, okay? Man.
Okay? Like, a like or a share or a retweet does not constitute somebody that actually fucking knows you. You don't necessarily know me just because you're familiar with some of my content. You know, you don't know me because we share pleasantries on Facebook. That's like, you know, a fucking coworker or a neighbor. Yeah, you see them and yeah, y'all are cool with each other, but you don't really know that nigga. Like, you don't know what goes on in their household. Yeah. You don't know what their personal relationships are like, you know, on the inside, because you don't know them. Don't get fooled by this, like, it's a Facebook friend. We're not really friends. I'm not really friends with the majority of my quote-unquote friends on social media. These are people I've never met in real life. These are people I've never spoken to during a mental health crisis or a depressive episode or, you know, when I'm in an emotional state. 97% of you, I will probably never meet in real life, and we will never be that close. And that's not a bad thing, right? Because, like, that's the thing. People's like, oh, I feel like you're throwing shade at me. I'm not throwing shade. I'm being honest. I'm being an adult, and we're having a conversation. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm never going to know most of you that well. Most of you are never going to know me that well. So it's a little bit weird when you come in with this, like, I can just slide into your messages and talk you through some shit. No, the fuck you can't. You have no idea what my triggers are. You have no idea the extent of abuse I've been through. You have no idea the extent of where my depression is. You have no idea what fucking medications I'm on. What the fuck are you gonna fucking counsel me through? You don't even know me, nigga. Like, y'all, like, which is another thing. Y'all,
like, you want some orange juice? Just shut the fuck up, nigga.
Orange juice.
Yeah. They're fucking, you seem to drink some tea.
Drink some tea and go for a walk. That's the best antidepressant there is. Yeah, that's not how it works.
Okay, what if she having a histoplasmosis flare up and she can't walk? It hurts.
It does. Yeah.
And stop with your fucking ideas. You're not good at thinking.
That's me. And it's not that they're not good at thinking, it's that they're uninformed of how to deal with certain situations. But acknowledge your limitation there and stop trying to overreach. Stop trying to overshoot that shit.
I want people to have to check in on each other after listening to this episode and see how fucking good of a job you don't.
Mmm.
I keep raising my eyebrows. Like, I'm so used to being on Facebook Live. Like, after I say some shit like that, I make my face like that. Nigga, I said that face. And there's no camera on me.
There is no camera on you. You're a natural born performer. Look at you. Yes. Yes. But yeah, so it's like a lot of y'all don't know people in your social media circles well enough to actually counsel them through some shit. And y'all need to understand that limitation and, you know, basically like know your role. Know that that's not your job. You're not capable of that, you know. And then another thing is other people who really don't understand how mental illness works. Again, these are them niggas like, I saw a movie once. I watched a movie. What the fuck is that? I watched 13 Reasons Why. I understand mental health problems. No, the fuck you don't. Because y'all will fucking call the cops. Y'all do that fucking Facebook report shit, right? Where it's like, I think this person is having suicidal tendencies. Do something, Facebook.
Oh,
and then,
good.
Like, Facebook calls the cops for you. Fucking snitch-ass motherfuckers.
And get niggas swatted. And exactly. Get niggas fucking murdered. Nigga, you know what cops do to fucking mental health fucking calls? They clap your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what they do when they just see a 12-year-old boy, they clap your ass. If you in Walmart with a BB gun, they'll clap your ass. They
sleeping on a couch in your grandma's house.
What the? Oh, yeah, they also rape. I was about to say, what else do they do?
Oh, they rape people. Plant things on people.
Okay, yeah. Which on some level is like, any stop and frisk and that type of shit is a level of sexual assault.
Yeah.
There's that great video clip, one of the greatest ones of all time. A young lad, pants were sagging a wee bit, and the cop, like, has two fingers and, like, grabs. He's like, what is that? That's my penis, sir. He said, sir.
Oh, my God. I actually kind of want to see that clip now. Sounds fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the thing. Is like, if you were the type of person who thinks that it's okay to call cops or report to, like, fucking Twitter or Facebook that someone's suicidal... That's why we don't trust y'all. That's a scary person. That's someone who's putting people in more danger than they were already in. So fuck y'all niggas. And then of course, if I do actually know you and trust you, but I feel like I'm maybe being a burden to you, I'm probably still gonna lie to you.
Ooh.
Yeah, I am. Because I don't want to bother other people. That is one of the manifestations of a lot of mental illnesses, is you constantly feel like a burden. You don't want to burden other people.
Hey, you know, somebody's thinking like, people wouldn't do that. No one would do that. How often do women say they're sorry as a knee-jerk reaction? Like a learned survival tactic. It's like sneezing. Sorry. Woman steps within 100 yards of a man. Sorry, got in your space, sir. Like,
yes.
Like, people fucking lie. Like, people like, what is how you doing? I don't actually want to know. That's just a long form hello to make it sound like we really give a shit. We're just coworkers. We're only here because bills exist. We lie. And then you say fine. You're not fine. You actually need a mental health check-in.
Right.
We're lying. Seriously,
that's the shit. That's that shit, though. And people will be like, you know, I don't, when I'm depressed, I don't want to bother other people. Like, I'm like, oh, if I say anything, it's going to be like this whole thing. And then everyone's going to be all concerned. And then they're never going to leave me alone. It's just like, oh, I'm just going to smile and say nothing. You know, so that's the thing. If, I think that you're not entirely genuine, which is the thing. If you ask me, how are you doing? And I don't think you actually want to know how I'm doing. I'm not going to fucking tell you how I'm doing. Right? So that's another aspect. Like, there are so many things in this conversation, and it's like nobody wants to have the real conversations. It's just, you know, well, they should have reached out to me if they were depressed. And I was like, well, maybe they didn't reach out to you because they knew they couldn't trust you. Or you're like, I reached out to them and they still committed suicide or had a depressive episode. I don't understand what happened. Maybe you weren't trained and qualified in the person to be the one who should have been doing the reaching out. It's maybe, a possibility.
Maybe nobody likes you, really. Like, try reaching out to someone who's not having a tough time. See if they also respond the same way. I mean, maybe you're just fucking uncharismatic, unconvincing, and someone that people are really only keep around because they actually feel sorry for you.
Now, it's that smug shit, because people really like to come up on that smug shit of like, how are you doing? I know exactly what you need. No, the fuck you don't. Like, you don't even have a mental health, you know, diagnosis. Like, I've had one since before puberty. Like, I'm working through it. But, you know, I don't need someone else to show me, like, this is what you need, and I know best for you, or I can do this for you. It's like, no, you can't. You don't actually know, because this isn't what you live.
No, actually, we can. Like I can tell all fat people exactly what to do. I got all the answers over here.
Answers.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if it's just because of, you know, a chronic illness, an autoimmune disorder, a thyroid disorder, or you just happen to not enjoy exercising. It doesn't matter. Every fat person can lose weight the same way. Every single one.
See, but you said don't enjoy exercising. In a world of anti-consent, that's exactly what you ought to be doing.
Enjoying exercising?
Dadgum, no, just do it because you don't enjoy it.
That sounds horrible.
Now sprint. That
sounds horrible.
Sprint, no matter what your heart condition may be.
You should go be a coach on The Biggest Loser. They treat their people like shit.
Or if in the context of classism, if you can afford shoes that ought to be ran in.
If you can afford time off to join a gym. Money to join a gym.
Yeah, which is still gyms, they amuse me. Drive 10 miles to run 1 mile on a treadmill. And then drive 10 miles back home. We're working it out, folks. We're working it out.
I like the guys in the gyms who are like, this is how you do it. Because, like, nobody else knows how to use the equipment except for them.
And I say, listen here, Montel Jordan. You're just getting swole because you think it's something for the honeys. You have more notes. Phoenix wrote hella notes.
I did, but I think I've gotten through most of them already, so you know.
Yeah, hella notes, B.
Hella notes.
Oh, shit. Check the phone bank. Check
the phone bank. Nobody's going to call in. Like, we're being too mean. No one's going to call in. They're like, fuck this shit.
No, we're not. 347-857-3937. Call if you think Phoenix Kalita's being too mean and you think I'm being too nice. Tell us what you think. What's really? Going on in those notes?
Who the fuck thinks you're too nice? Who? Who?
Oh, that's fucking Fred Rogers, Rodney Dangerfield.
Really?
Yes. Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey thinks you're nice.
We said too nice. He thinks I'm too nice. Okay. Michael Rappaport thinks I'm too nice.
Probably because you're one of the only people who didn't drag him on Twitter.
Oh my goodness, I finally saw a recent picture of him. What happened?
That nigga.
Holy shit, he's not that old. What the fuck?
I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
Nigga.
So you can only imagine how hilarious it was when he started talking shit on Twitter.
Did he just beat his face with someone else's face? What the fuck happened to him?
I don't know.
Holy shit. God,
I don't
damn.
Know. Is he, like, old enough to still have polio? I don't...
Nigga, he fucking... like, he looks like a hemorrhoid that took skin bleaching cream. What happened?
Woo! His face is a situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. I'm wondering, like, how did Bill Burr do that podcast where he had to look across from him in his face... Bill Burr takes care of himself. He knows how white he is. He's careful about things. Michael Rappaport just said, I can fucking take naps on the equator.
I don't know what the hell Michael Rappaport is doing, but yeah, he
needs a check-in.
I don't know. He does need a check-in. Go check in with Michael Rappaport. He needs your help.
Holy fuck.
But yeah, and then I'm going to say for the people who are like, well, I just feel like it's the right thing to do to check in. So then my question becomes, what do you actually know about what your so-called friend, because a lot of us aren't really friends on social media, is diagnosed with? Like, do you even know their diagnosis? Right? So somebody says something like, I'm feeling really down, I'm feeling really sad. Do you actually know if they have a diagnosis? Do you know what their diagnosis is? Do you know what medications they're on? Like, what do you know about their mental illness? Like, what do you know about symptoms of their illness? So why do you feel the need to just slide into anybody's messages and be like, yeah, I'm going to help you. It's like, I don't fucking know you.
Yeah, or, you know, ask Bob Seska why he didn't check in on Chess Pazienza. What's else in the notes?
What? Oh, a few stats?
Statisticals?
Scientificals. Only 1 in 20 suicide attempts are successful.
Is that like specifically to McMurka or?
No.
Global just five.
Global five.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wait, 1 in 20.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean like folks don't really want to do it. It just means they fucking failed. Like they. I don't know. Like, well, somebody might. Oh, you know what?
What? Okay. Ah, we're just going to move it. All right. That's cool.
Yeah, I was like, your microphone, I realize your microphone's not straight.
Oh.
Yeah, now look at your desk.
Woo, check me out. No, I mean, a lot of people, they say, like, will try to commit suicide or threaten to commit suicide as a form of, like, a cry for help. So that's part of it. But then also, a lot of people aren't good at committing suicide because that's literally, like, the most basic primitive wiring of your brain is to not die.
Yeah.
You know, so people may try something and it doesn't work. A lot of people who try to overdose generally fail. Like, the most, they're just not good at it.
But how? Just don't take enough of the
right, they don't take enough, or their body starts, like, rejecting it and they can't keep it down, or somebody finds them and they end up in a hospital getting their stomach pumped. Like, the most effective way to commit suicide is actually via gun, and over half of suicides do happen that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of other ways are not necessarily as...
A lot of black people do it with police assistance.
That's the real Jack Kevorkians.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. 10th.
That's like a pretty high number.
I mean, it's a high number, but then it's also interesting to me that people like, that means like there's more celebrities dying from cancer right now than dying from suicide. Mm-hmm. But every time someone dies from cancer, people don't run in my inbox and be like, have you gotten a mammogram lately? But when, you know, Anthony Bourdain commits suicide, they'll run in my inbox and be like, how's your mental health? Even though I know nothing about your symptoms, conditions, or past history. I just know you said you have problems with mental health.
I feel like I'm pissed off at you right now. Like, folks, just start saying things bluntifiedly if it's safe for you. You know, like, yeah, if it's safe. People know what kind of stories we cover.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know,
like, for me, I can, in most places and situations, I can just be like, no, just stop. Like, the guy I was training today, mm-hmm. like, he fucked up so bad, I said, stop doing things for a few minutes. That was the sentence.
Wait, the new guy or the new guy?
New guy.
Ooh.
Yeah, I said, stop doing things for a few minutes. he fucked my shit up. Off topic, tangent style.
Yeah, we tangent a lot. This is the most tangential show you've ever heard. And now y'all are probably like, but why are you being so mean? People are just trying to help. Because I once reported to somebody that I was feeling suicidal and I was not in a good place mentally, and they basically fucking snitched on me, which resulted in me being forcibly detained in a mental health center for several days against my will. Which did nothing but leave me with thousands of dollars of debt, a first-hand experience of knowing what electroshock treatment is actually like, and basically being stuck around other people who were in mental health crises that I was not capable of dealing with.
Probably fucking scary.
Well, like, so because my insurance still is super shitty, I couldn't afford my own room, so I had to share a room with somebody. And, like, it's not her fault. You know what I mean? Like, she has a mental health problem. But she was, she had a mental illness where she would see things.
Oh.
And so she would constantly wake me up and be like, do you see this person in the room? Like, there's nobody in the room. Like, do you see, there's nobody here. And that was, like, every hour on the hour she'd be, like, so, like, on top of already being stressed out, I'm stuck somewhere I don't want to be. That's kind of like a jail. I can't leave. They dictate when you eat. They dictate when you take your meds. They dictate what activities you can do. You know, they dictate where you can be. And on top of that, I can't sleep because I'm in a room with somebody who is having their own, you know, crisis. And then I, after she left, then my roommate was somebody who had an eating disorder. So I got locked out of my room because they couldn't let her in the room in case she wanted to go and vomit because of her eating disorder. So I was like, I couldn't even access my room most of the time. So it was like, already stressful being there when I didn't want to be there, knowing I was only there because somebody snitched on me. And then, like, I'm around other people who have their own issues that they're dealing with, and we were all stuck in a very small space together. and it was overwhelming and it was stressful and it was very expensive. And it was horrible. Like, that was actually one of, like, the worst experiences of my life was being in that facility. And I was only there because I confided in somebody and was like, yeah, I'm in a really bad space. And they were like, oh, I know the right thing to do. Let me call 911. And I was like, 911. That wasn't the right thing to do. It was horrible.
Yeah, you kind of want to just go bust them in their shit.
Yeah, and now I can't own a gun either, which is also sad. Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
What the hell else is going on?
I think that's all I have about mental health. Just, like, try to consider all the factors that maybe, as much as you want to help, you aren't the most qualified nigga in the room. Maybe it's not you. Maybe you don't know somebody well enough. Just because you know them on social media doesn't mean you know them well enough. If you haven't had conversations with them outside of, like, just basic social media bullshit, maybe this isn't for you. If you don't know about the symptoms of their mental illness or possible side effects of medications they're on, maybe you shouldn't be the one jumping in to help. And yeah, we do need more than hotlines to call in, and people do need help, but maybe you should spend your time advocating for people to actually have access to mental health services, to medications, to therapy, to whatever the fuck they need, instead of just thinking that either a hotline number is going to solve the problem or you can just hop in anybody's fucking DMs and cure them, because you can't. Okay? Okay.
You fucking can't.
You can't.
There's still Hotep beef going
on. Oh, is that nigga still? I'm gonna check that thread.
They're just Malik Alpha Ra. Oh, isn't that some whack rapper we made fun of?
I don't think so.
Oh, no? Okay. We made fun of a lot of rappers on this fucking show. Yeah, and then somebody named Manifest Queen commented.
Mm-hmm.
These niggas, they are really gunning it in. They are leaving so many comments.
Why is everyone just posting their fucking pictures in this thread? Oh, that's fucked up. They did Ricky like that?
They're saying Ricky looks like that person that apparently has some sort of medical...
By the way, Molly said that they've been posting on the blog talk site. Comments on the blog talk site?
Comments on the... Whoa. Oh, I think I know what they're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I have to go here and then I have to hurry up and mute it.
Oh, you have to hurry up and mute it?
Yeah, because it's the live show playing.
Okay, I see.
Okay, let me take a look. Yeah. Oh, no, they're not.
No, they're not there. Oh, no. Well, if you're still listening, you can put your comments on the WineCellarMedia.com Facebook page, because that's where I just saw your comments. That's weird.
Yeah.
The fuck are these comments?
They're not coming up on my end. Oh, no, there they are. Eight comments. Yeah. Great. So now I'm catching them all late. But that's Molly Loco said, I know someone who said, stick around, it will get better. Also, currently, ATM?
At the moment.
Oh, okay. So currently ATM stands for at the moment, dealing with getting a damn medical code changed back to exempt, so that this individual can continue to access therapy services, and has an appointment tomorrow.
Nice.
Whoa, what happened? Okay, Blog Talk Radio is trying to advertise Blog Talk Radio to me. I already have an account, nigga. Mm-hmm. Apartment tomorrow, and don't have the damn time to get this fixed. Stick to my stomach. By the way, where is the damn spell check on this site? Yeah, Blog Talk Radio is a little lower about the budget. All right, damn, man. I wish I would have caught them joints in real time.
Wait, let me see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking. Okay, yeah. All right. I see. So, yeah. Molly wanted to call in, but was kind of upset, so I get it, because, like, this is a heavy fucking topic, you know, it is.
Right, and I'm not gonna front, for me, I'm ignorant to it, so it's not heavy to me, which is probably why I'm so callous about it.
Yeah.
So I don't get it, and I may have some shit going on, I don't know.
You do.
Yeah?
Yeah, you
That's
do.
That's neat.
You do.
What is it?
Oh, you have a very difficult time with empathy, sir.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I guess I'm also scared of stuff.
You probably have an anxiety disorder.
Yeah.
You probably do.
Yeah, like anytime it's like remotely dark and I have to walk outside, I'm like, fuck, man, there's gonna be loose dogs out here. I'm about to get fucking chomped.
Yeah.
I always think fucking the worst fucking thing is gonna happen.
Yeah, you see, you frame it as like, I just think the worst thing is gonna happen. Other people are like, I have an anxiety disorder and doing things makes me nervous.
I think mine is more understandable.
It's
more simplistified.
It is simplistic, but you realize it's also totally irrational.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That just makes a lot of sense. Wait. You know how often trucks randomly explode when they drive past you when you're on the sidewalk?
No, they
all
don't.
The fucking time. Gas tank's right there, nigga. Boom! Gotcha. That goes down.
Yeah, your shit is irrational as fuck, my friend.
Nah, it's pretty real. It's pretty real. These things happen.
These things happen. All right, hold on. I gotta look this fucking Hotep shit, though.
Yeah, fucking Hotep's beefing. Glancing over at the rightwingwatch.org, the old low-hanging fruit website. Somebody says, a nigga named Andrew Womack says how God is using Trump to enact the religious rights theocratic agenda. Paul Begley. There's so many more of these guys. Oh, fuck. Louis Gohmert. Yeah, nah. Nah, no Gohmert. I mean, I might go ahead and leave it. Oh, what is this? A white nationalist radio host says that there is... She has things to say about stuff.
Oh, no.
You want to hear this, woman?
All right.
White women say the best words. These are the facts. Show me the Carfax. This is from June 11th at 4:45 p.m., so relatively recent, just a little over 24 hours recent. And let's see, does it have this individual's name? Lena Locktef, L-O-K-T-E-F-F, is a host for a media outlet called Red Ice, and she told her viewers...
Sounds like Soviet propaganda.
Many of these gals use their interracial relationship and children as a political statement. Anytime I see them, I can't help
it. You know the cold game is, I actually think that too, but I'm not a weird right winger. Like, yeah, like I'm like I see Becky's with brothers and I'm like, what's her fucking deal? You know? Alright, let's see.
Many of these gals use their interracial relationship and children as a political statement. Anytime I see them, I can't help but to feel they care more about the attention than their family.
Also, they care more about the attention than their family.
Oh.
Damn, and she cited The Root.
That's fucked
up. You see, you Democrat niggas, everything you say, the fucking Republicans will flip it on you. Y'all niggas was talking that bullshit. Oh, everything's fake news because you were trying to smear Sanders supporters. And now look, now it's a right-wing talking point. Everything you do, they'll flip on you.
Speaking of interracial couples or whatever, did you see that, like, it was like a fucking women's coach who got mad that she was at an airport and the airport, like, staff was like, can you please prove that child with you belongs to you?
Belongs to you.
Because she had a mixed race child. And she was, like, all offended. And I was like, well, you're white. I mean, I can't blame them for making sure.
Yeah. And actually, no, they don't. That one belongs to the community.
So community, nope. Yeah. So community, baby. The village is going to raise this one. Yeah. We got this.
I mean, that one guy, he went rogue. We did not all vote for you to be the incubator.
Give him back.
You can't have that.
But yeah, she was like all of it. Like, I can't believe I was treated like this. I was like, oh, so you got treated like a black person and you bothered by it?
Yeah, I don't care if you're Thelma or Louise. No more cliffhanging. Give the kid back. Drive off it by yourself.
Shit.
All right.
That's why they have to be so loud and annoying about it instead of quietly living their life. Well, between the promotion of interracial relationships, mixed race babies, open borders, promoting...
Just threw in open borders. Just kind of toss that one in there. Europeans treated this whole planet like open borders, and then all of a sudden, we need a wall! Shut the fuck up.
Non-white is most beautiful and exotic, and white pride is wicked, and melting blobs and all and only European...
Yeah, especially considering the fact that it's not something you achieved. All pride for existing is weird to me. And that, what, like, did you survive some shit? Been proud that you existed in such a condition and you actually survived in being that because it was real. But like, yeah, like me, just being a black dude, like with the kind of parental privilege that I had, the cis privilege as a child, the athletic privilege, not 100% natural, but you know, pretty easygoing fucking charisma as a fucking talker that thinks, a thinker that talks and interacts with other people and shit. I didn't earn shit, really, not much. I earned my checks. But, like, sociologically, I'm not earning. I have unearned advantage. We call that privilege.
That's a bad word. Can't say that.
Okay, the P word.
Not that P word or that P word. The other P, P word.
The other P, TPP? What the hell? Jesus Christ. Grabbed him by the privilege. All right.
Countries, the sinister agenda is obvious. Destroy European people and replace them with the new Europeans.
What? The new Euro... Oh, is that really a National Geographic cover?
I hope so. I don't actually know. Well, I'm gonna shit. Google it, though.
When you think South Africa, do you think white person or black person? Again, that's what the fuck you did. This is your idea. Right. Stop disagreeing with yourself.
Right.
You're only a good European if you no longer look white. This is wicked, hateful, Europhobic propaganda.
Europhobic propaganda, nigga, my nigga.
I bet you're gonna call Europhobia irrational, too. I think Europhobia is also perfectly logical. Ma'am. And then when they say, they're talking about Europe, but they're showing the fucking American as fuck Cheerios commercial that motherfuckers was illing on in, I think, 2014.
Yeah. Oh, apparently that is actually a cover, and it's from 2016, where it's got what appears to be Middle Eastern immigrants on it and says the new Europeans.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have fucking, shouldn't have blew up their shit.
Yeah, you should have stopped fucking with everybody and let them live.
But we needed workers to get the chocolate and coffee and stuff. We couldn't do it ourselves.
It's so devious, so underhanded, and so wrong. When you get down to it, this dirty propaganda is trying to destroy, in whole or in part, a group of people and trying to prevent births within that group.
Well, that one of them white genocide niggas.
Wait, how is that trying to prevent births?
She carried the black baby to term, nigga. The birth happened, and we'd like the child back. Yeah, prevent births. Get the.
I like though. I like the fact that she has like United Nations definition of genocide, and then uses imposing measures intended to prevent birth as proof that it's white genocide, but then glosses smooth the fuck over killing members of the group, causing serious bodily harm or mental harm to the group, deliberately inflicting the group to conditions of life calculated to bring physical destruction, and forcibly transferring children of the group to another group. So went smooth the fuck past all that to be like, prevent birth.
Okay, well, bodily harm and mental harm. Again, we just talked about Michael Rapaport. Think about, like, with his hip-hop background and all the cats he interviewed and interacts with. He was near all that melanin. What's that is? They soak that up from the sun. And then being around them, we put those UV rays back on him and burned his shit up. Boom.
That's what happened.
Blam. Blam. These are the Carfax.
Oh, Molly's still listening and said, well, at least she doesn't have to deal with the TSA in her hair.
No. No. That's not how you spell lice.
Folks, constitutes as genocide. It's more devious than blatant, in-your-face mass murdering. But give it time.
We are not calling for the slaughter.
Okay, and then she cuts to a feller named Malima, who, I'll say with my ignorant American ear, he has an African accent. I don't know which nation.
Probably South Africa.
Okay, so she cuts to him saying words about things. He's on stage with a microphone talking to a crowd.
We are not calling for the slaughtering of white people, at least for now.
Oh, damn, nigga. He said we are not calling for the slaughtering of white people, at least for now.
I mean,
he gave you time.
He did, but like within context, he's from South Africa. He's in the government, and they are trying to get the land back that all the white South Africans took, and they are being resistant. Like, that is the context of, like, we want the land back that you stole. And white people are like, hard pass. And that's why he's like, for now.
See how we're calling them white South Africans? Nigga, you are Dutch and British. That's what you people are. Go home. Are you too good for your home? Shit.
You may say, well, other races get this propaganda too. But here's the thing. Their homelands still exist. They aren't being forced to diversify.
Can someone please tell that to native people?
Hiroshima? Nagasaki?
Well, I mean, they still exist, just with generations upon generations of birth defects.
And fucking craters from somewhere.
I was watching this fucking documentary about Vietnam. The kids there are still being born with birth defects because of the Agent Orange. That shit was in the fucking 60s. And, like, they're literally still being born now with, like, they have entire... like, orphanages and shit just for kids with birth defects because they're, like, so severe they need, like, 24/7 care and shit.
White children.
Right, yeah, in Vietnam, yeah.
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 That's how you say white in German.
Vietnam.
So that's what happened to him. And by what? Agent Orange, because yes. Donald Trump is actually a nigger. His secret name was Agent Orange. They dressed him up, said, look, you're going to do some shit, and yeah, it's going to harm other folks, but oh, you're going to fuck up a lot of poor white people, Mr. Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he said, that is very good. Oh, so what is going on with this Ches Pazienza? How can I handle him? He said, everything you do already has that covered.
And everyone exist, did. Just live.
Everybody
just live.
Had a good time. Yeah.
This is wild to me. White genocide. Okay. Well, if y'all would have stayed in Europe and not tried to enslave the rest of the planet, and if y'all would still to this day stop dropping bombs everywhere, we wouldn't fucking be here. Oh, by the way, the United States and Saudi forces accidentally bombed a Doctors with Borders site in Yemen today.
Accidentally?
On purpose.
Whoops!
Accidentally on purpose, William.
Jesus Christ.
Their unique traits are being preserved. They aren't having anti-their own people propaganda pushed on them everywhere they look. No one discourages non-whites for preferring their own ever. No one tells them they can't...
No one?
Really?
Then what the fuck is this video? Get the fuck out of here!
Like, such a weird thing. They're like, black people can date within their own race. That's not fair. And then it's like, okay... so let black people date out. No interracial couples. That's not fair. So nothing is fair. Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's fucking weird, man. They're fucking ideological lemmings.
Have pride for their own people. You may also say, well, modern travel and open borders makes it easier for people to find love in another part of the world, so a non-white future is inevitable. I disagree. The majority of people prefer to marry within their own nation. It's still a very small percentage that marry out.
What nation? What is Whitelandia?
Europe. Okay, but if it's such a small percentage, what the fuck are you worried for? I don't understand anything that's happening.
Look, she saw that a lot of people were clicking on this white genocide thing and said, I can get some YouTube ad rev off this. I'm guessing. On Red Ice TV. Right, like, Phoenix and I, we want to monetize what we do, but we tell you we're comedians fucking around. Serious discussion, but like, like a certain nigga-ass Jew said, we're irreverent.
Yes, we are.
Katie Halper on the Twitters.
I hope you know. I can't wait until she finds out that's what you just call her. And I was like, you know that nigga-ass Jew.
Nigga. a couple more seconds of this.
Outside their race. And many, not all, do end in divorce.
Many, not all, do end in divorce.
Right, so it's a problem that people date outside their race, but at the same time, they get divorced. So what does it matter?
The fact that they did it at all.
Okay, that doesn't make sense, but all right.
Yes, it does. It made sentence.
Not a good one.
That's what sense is short for.
What?
Gee whiz.
I think not.
All right. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Molly Loco said, no, I ain't finna call into your show. That is not verbatim. Mm-hmm. Oh, said it. Thank you. It effing hurts the damn walk. Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. With that gummit, these are my thoughts. All right, we get the F out of here, right? Again, paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. And I thought I had to dip into the Wine Cellar Media Fund and get another microphone cord because I thought that I'd misplaced it when we moved. I'm in the basement, I'm in the car, I'm in the kids' room, I'm looking around, I'm in the kitchen, I'm in the fucking living room, I'm looking in the fucking, chest things. And then I come back in the room, and I'm like, well, fucking, I guess I'll just plug in the tall microphone so we can both use it together. Oh, look, the cord is on that stand. Because I put it there so that they'd be together and I wouldn't lose it.
Yes. Oh, also follow me on Twitter.
Follow her on Twitter, at Uppity Negress, 2 P's, 2 T's, 2 S's. If you want a quick way to type that in, just go to the Twitter search box. Type in Phoenix Kaliter. It'll show you at Uppity Negress. Click the fuck out of it. All right? Like 3 fingers. Click the fuck out of it. All right? And that'll be that. I need to consume a food and then rest and then go in here and work in this factory. Father Muckers. And Blog Talk Radio, end episode. And podcast.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Well, fuck it. It recorded that. There you go. All right. Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.